Participants pay an entry fee to manage an imaginary team and compete for a predetermined prize. Assemblyman Ralph Caputo says many New Jersey residents have been playing, and the new law will keep the game honest and protect consumers. He says a 10.5% tax on fantasy sports companies' gross revenue means a steady source of income.
I'm going to lowball it because, you know what, it's better to lowball. We went into that game and they said we're going to do $1.5 billion a year. We never reached that. I would say between $5 and $10 million. It's not giant, but it's something, you know. I mean, we're not getting anything out of it now.
Fantasy sports operators will have to get a state permit, and their employees will be banned from playing. The companies will also have to maintain financial reserves to protect participants' funds. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.